two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayers on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, I was talking to a real estate friend of mine last night, and it was really sad because we know that the interest rates have gone up in order to cool off the housing market and really just tame inflation and cool off some of the buying out there. But what was really sad to me is how cooling off the housing market is feast or famine for real estate agents, right? They eat what they kill. And so it was a really eye-opening experience to talk to him and hear how his income has gone down in the last little while. But, you know, the raising of the interest rates has having the desired effect, but it's really impacting people, which is, it's a hard concept to get your head around.
It sure is. Lindsay, I love doing this KSL radio show with you. We get to talk about the good, the bad, everything that's going on in the real estate market, not only across the country, but also specifically here in Utah. And yes, it is affecting all of the real estate agents. It's affecting the mortgage loan officers. The banks are tightening up their loans, and these are our friends and neighbors.
And people don't want to sell because they can't get their current interest rate they're in, right? Because they get a higher interest rate in the next house they buy, so they don't want to sell, even if they would have.
Exactly. So you can sell high, but then you have to buy high, and there's just so many challenges. Luckily, in Utah, we are breaking some of the records of what's going on nationally. It's still a great real estate market here in Utah. And today we are welcoming back Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, two of the best real estate agents in all of Utah, back on the radio show with us. Welcome, you guys.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Would you guys agree with me that this is like, obviously for you guys, it's eat what you kill, and this is having an impact on you the way it was impacting my friend? Or
sure, but it's yes to a degree.
Yes and no. We back in November, actually, is probably the end of October. We saw a dip in the market where things were slowing down. And we had a lot of clients ask, you know, Drew and I have sold over 2,000 homes. And so we've had a lot of clients asking us, like, what's happening? You know, should I sell now? And people who needed to sell. And I said, you know what? I really think this is a dip. And I think it's going to come back. That's how I'm betting. And what we saw was by the last week of January, things really picked up. In fact, we just sold a house for $850 for full price. I have a daughter of a past client who said, "Hey, will you help my daughter find a place?" And she's in the $450 price range. Last Saturday, we went to look at a house. Two offers on the house by the time we showed up. Sherry Salazar, great agent with REMAX. She just opened her own REMAX brokerage. Shout out to her. Was the listing agent. And I was talking to her. And in that price range, things, sadly to me, are picking up and getting competitive again. We were going to go look at a house last night. It went under contract yesterday afternoon. The agent called me up. Sorry about that. And so I'm actually a little nervous. And I feel bad because interest rates are like almost 7% again. Yeah. They've gone up. And these buyers can qualify. They're young kids, but they've saved up $100,000 living in their parents' basement. And they can afford to to buy something, but in their price range, things are getting competitive again. And the other price ranges
there's
are really
not,
picking
there's
up.
Not as much inventory out there for exactly what you said, Lindsay, where there are people that are like, well, I don't want to trade my, you know, 3.5% interest rate for a 6.5% interest rate. And so moving out of my house that is a little not perfect for me into something else is going to cost a lot more, even if it's the same price. Just because of the interest rate, the payment's going to be so different that we are getting to the point where, I mean, it's based on our demographic. We just have so many people that want to live here and need homes because we're the youngest state in the country by 5 years that we don't, again, we don't have enough inventory. I had a weird experience. At the end of January, I had some clients that talked me into, I love photography. And so I'm like, well, you could talk me into going down to Zion's this weekend and doing a little real estate as well. And so I went down, to St. George, and we're members of the St. George Multiple Listing Service and the Park City Multiple Listing Service as well. So I went down there and we went to a big production home builder at the end of January, and we said, okay, we want to buy 3 houses as investments. And they said, oh, I'm sorry, can't sell you anything. And we said, well, why are we here? Why are we doing this? And they said, well, here's the problem, is that we laid off a ton of, like 50% of our employees in November and December.
I think it's because it's a corporation. It's you know, it's not like a local builder. They wouldn't have done that.
I don't know. I think, I mean, this is a production builder, but they're local right down there.
And they own tons of land.
They do. And they have lots and lots to sell and everything. And so in December, they were so worried about it that they actually sold like 3 or 4 houses, and 2 of them were complete custom build jobs, which is not their forte. It's not what they do. And they were willing to accept those because they're like, we're not selling anything. But January rolls around, and part of it is we had a little bit of a dip in the interest rate in January, but I think it just kicked everything loose. They sold 43 houses in the last half of January, and they're like, we don't know if we can build these fast enough. So they told their real estate sales staff, you can sell 2 houses in February and 2 houses in March, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's where you're commission based, I mean, that's very rough for your family.
Well, they'll have to save their commissions from the ones
for the 43
that they sold in January.
Feast or famine, right?
Well, it affects everything. But I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, they're doing this on purpose because they're trying to slow inflation down, and it's working. I mean, I've seen the numbers, and the inflation rate is down, and it's working as far as that goes. But if it, you know, we've done this long enough that we have a little bit different perspective where we've seen cycles in the market up and down. But there's a lot of our clientele who are younger, and they have, like, the only thing that catches their attention, although we did have a little bit of a recessionary year with 2020, the first year of COVID. And so I think they realize that a little bit, but when they hear recession, they think great recession, but they don't know any other recessions. I mean, we saw it cycle in 1994, and then we saw it cycle. We had a downturn in about 98. You remember 98, 99, we went up to 9% interest rate. And then we had another one when the dot-com bubble burst in 2001, and then September 11th. And I mean, we've seen real estate market cycle. And I mean, Matthew and I we put another property under contract ourselves, and I bought another one last fall because I like to do what everybody else is not doing, right? Yeah. This is the time to buy, but that may be ending a little bit. Prices are down a little bit, but I mean, I did a market analysis for somebody who bought a house in St. George in spring of 2022, and they're having to sell it, and I was like, I bet this is down a little bit. Nope, it's actually up just a titch. So it's a little crazy, but the price has gone up since that time on a, you know, 4,000 square foot house in St. George. Yeah. I mean, in Spanish Fork.
And I think that trend is all across the state. You're specifically talking about St. George, but every single production builder right now is at their max.
Well, and here's what's interesting is Matthew and I know a ton of realtors all over the country, and Utah is actually not standing out compared to, I mean, the West is a little slow compared to a lot of the rest of the country. He has a friend that we got a newsletter from that we know really well in
Neil Weichel down in Santa Clarita.
Yeah. And he's like, this is the recession that didn't happen, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what he
right.
called it?
Yep. The recession that didn't happen.
Wow.
So many things under contract and not enough inventory there too. And Drew and I are worried about it. We felt like this might happen where because supply is still so low and demand is still there, that even though I have a little graph that shows how many buyers fall out of the market as interest rates go up. And I was just looking at it and it says, you know, if interest rates are 6%, it's about 78% of buyers are out of the market. Once it gets up to 7%, it's up to 82% of the buyers are just out of the market. But there's still people buying and low inventory.
Right. And investors, you know, it's a great time to invest. It's a great time to plan and prepare to get some money set aside so that you can invest when things get a little bit slow. So now's a great time.
You know, it's interesting when you're talking about that. I bought a townhouse in August, and I have to pay $200 a month to own that thing, and I still bought it.
Yeah.
Even though the rate's up, because I felt like I got a good deal, and it makes sense. And at some point, either the rents are going to go up, which I know is going to happen because it's always happened, or the interest rate's going to improve and I'll refinance it.
So much fun. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders on with us.
Full of information.
Always a good time with you guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Oates here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. I'm happy to be with you. I'm happy to be with your guests because they know everything about Utah's real estate market right now.
Always. We love having Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders on the show. It has been a great month at Osmond Designs. Currently, we were at the St. George Parade of Homes, and we sold a lot of furniture to a lot of those homeowners.
Good.
So that was super fun. We love the Parade of Homes. Of course, that's the Super Bowl for Osmond Designs. Not only does St. George do one, Utah Valley does one, Park City does their showcase, Northern Wasatch. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's always something fun and exciting and it's inspiring that you can plan and design for your home. And even if you're not planning on building a home, there's always something. Maybe it's a paint color, maybe it's a tile backsplash or something that you can get excited about to improve your home so that you'll love your home. So we're really excited about that. We're really excited also about returning home from Furniture Market recently and all the new things that are coming in.
Tell us about that. What's new?
Okay, it's like Christmas at Osmond Designs every single day. It's like, what's in the back? If you've ever been to our store, we kind of have a little pillow problem.
Yeah, you do.
We love pillows at our store, and we sell thousands and thousands and thousands of pillows. So these are the down-filled karate choppable pillows in all the latest colors and textures and velvets and caramel leather pillows. And it's just such an inexpensive, fun way to update your home. And Drew and Matthew, you know, with you guys and other real estate agents, we do a lot of staging.
Yeah.
And it really does help sell your home.
Yes, it does.
If you can have great looking photos more than ever before.
Yeah, for sure. People do so much of the looking on their own at this point that making sure that the pictures are beautiful makes a huge difference to the amount of traffic that we get. But okay, so you've got pillows that are in. What are the new trends that are coming around?
Oh, you guys, again, it's all warm colors. At Whoa. Furniture Market this year, It's a lot of the browns, the tans, the beiges are being combined with the grays because people are just tired of the coldness of their home.
No way. I guess I don't have to paint those apartments.
I know. Who knew, right? Just blending the two and having just a warm, cozy, comfortable space. Things have been very square and clean line for a while, and we're starting to see sofas with curves and sideboards that are bowed fronts and really fun caning on the front and wicker and some of those just very organic textures were really, really fun this year.
I think I'm about 3 years behind the trends because I still like the clean straight lines. And then probably probably in like 3 years, I'll be like, oh, that wicker thing, that was really cool.
I need that.
Yeah.
You know, that's why good real estate agents and designers are really important is because we come into grandma's houses and we tell people all the time.
I know you love Lindsay, grandma. She's not
no,
a grandma.
It's fine. I know you love that,
but it is not up to date. So we can help you there, Lindsay, when it becomes time to sell your house. We'll come in and we'll tell you where you need to be today.
Please get rid of my grandma furniture.
Not only do we do residential, but we also do commercial. In fact, just recently we did an incredible office building in downtown Salt Lake City. It's an attorney's office. It's the entire fifth floor of a tall building, and they had Tuscan Old World from 15 years ago, and you know, they have 42 attorneys in this office. Yeah. So it's about time that they, you know, update things.
And
they're
clients
pretty
cool. Coming in to see this stuff and meet with them all the time. And that reflects on them.
Absolutely. We just installed that within the last month, and night and day difference. It's so fun. So come into Osmond Designs. We'd love to show you the latest and greatest, not only what we can do residentially, but commercial projects and interior design. We offer interior design services. We can come out to your home, $85 for a 1 hour consultation, and it's really a lot of fun.
So worth it.
It's
my favorite because I'll have clients who call me up, they spend $85 and somebody comes over and works with what they have.
Yes, you don't even have to buy anything.
You don't even have to buy anything, or you can buy a few things.
Clients, and, my wife.
Right. But
we love your, she's a great customer, by the way.
Right. But then they call, you know, I'll call up and how did it go? And it looks great. Are you ready for pictures? And they're like, you know, actually I really like my house a lot better now.
You know, one thing we're really excited about right now is Utah Valley Parade of Homes. We're working with Oakwood Homes, who is actually doing a parade home, and they are donating all of the proceeds when they sell this home to St. Jude's Hospital.
So wow, that's fantastic.
We're super excited about that, to partner with them. They're a national brand, and we obviously love supporting charitable organizations, specifically in Utah. So that's something we're really looking forward to and we're proud of doing.
Kudos to them. That's noteworthy.
Plus, they have good floor plans.
They really do.
Like that. Good houses, and they do a good job.
They really do. So really, really excited about that. So you guys, real estate market, I know we're short on time in this episode, but what's going on here in Utah Valley? Any exciting things in the last minute?
You know, anyone listening to this show who's thinking about building a custom home this year, they need to go out. You need to get out there and buy lots. I sent a lot to a client yesterday. People are buying lots and getting ready to build this summer, because if you're going to do that, you better get on it.
Especially if you're a first-time home buyer, because we just had a bill go through the legislature where you can get some money to pay down your rate, stuff like that. Obviously, you got to pay it back and stuff like that, but helping first-time home buyers get in the market.
Another big announcement that a lot of people don't know about is FHA just lowered their insurance premiums. So first-time home buyers might save on a $400,000 house. It's about $100 a month, and now they can qualify for about $20,000 more of a home.
Just from that.
Just
huge.
From that. So there's that. Also, VA, if you're a vet, they just lowered their insurance premium a bit, which is going to help the veterans out.
And I think there's a lot of creative financing going on right now where people are buying down rates so
Absolutely.
That they can qualify, which
two
is
buy
so worth it.
We have a client right now that's actually doing an assumption. We haven't done one of those for quite a while, where they're assuming a low interest rate from a previous, like the seller. You know, you have to pay the difference, but they're doing an assumption.
You guys are always full of information. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders on the KSL Real Estate Show with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She owns stores down in Lehigh and in Orem. If you're out running your errands today, I highly suggest you swing by, grab some new furniture, because everything in her store is stunning. And then you can listen to this whole episode. Just put it in an earphone and walk around Osmond Designs and then podcast the show while you shop for some furniture. You can podcast, just search for the KSL Real Estate Show wherever you podcast. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay? You're such a sweetheart. I love you.
Listen,
so much.
I never tell a lie. I'm a journalist. I can't. I only report facts. Your stores are stunning. They are gorgeous. Aww. And they're just so fun to walk through.
You know what? We are so proud to be celebrating 20 years in business this year. I'm so
20
old.
20 years
I can't believe it, you guys.
I remember when you started your stores.
I know.
And we've talked about how it was out of a box truck at first, right?
It was out of a storage unit and a box truck. And I literally went door to door to my neighbors and asked them if they wanted to buy some leather sofas and chairs so that we could fill an entire semi so that I could get what I wanted for a great price.
Right?
You guys, I know the hokey stories. I love local business. Every one of us have a story. Matthew and Drew, you guys, you know, back in the beginning, I was recently married. We needed to get enough money to have a down payment for our first home. So that's why I actually ended up getting my real estate's license, which is how I met both of you.
Right.
And then it turned into interior design, which I absolutely loved and didn't even think I would ever be doing what I'm doing.
I remember the way that we met you was I'm really analytical, as everybody knows. I'm the analyzer. I spend so much time when I do a market analysis.
You guys are like the high-techiest people I know.
Oh, well, thank you. And the way we met you was I was astounded at looking to see that I would do a market analysis and you would sell. You know, most people, I'll tell them, if they stage their home, they might get 3 to 5% more by staging the home correctly than if they don't. And the way that I learned that was selling your homes, watching your homes sell, but they were selling for like 6% more than the other ones.
Because they're pretty.
And I was like, but that's your house. You do it to such a great level.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, so a normal person, if they go out and which is absolutely why they should call us or call you up and get a designer through the house to work with your existing furniture. And then I'll be talking to people and I'll say, you know, I've done this a lot. You can buy the new couches for your new house if you want. And I think you'll get all your money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because your house is going to sell for more money. It's going to be easier for me to sell it. The pictures are going to look better, which is important today when Drew comes out to take all the pictures and do the 3D tours. And he's a drone pilot. In fact, as an aside, Drew just got Sony just bought Drew plane ticket to their convention to go
It was a summit is what they called it because they wanted feedback from us, but they also wanted to introduce some new products because I'm one of probably, I don't know, 30 guys that really know their drone.
Go Drew. So,
Drew's a licensed drone pilot. So anyway, yeah. And he's really good. In fact, if you go to drewarmstrong.com, you can see his pictures and we typically will print out a nice picture for people as a closing gift so you can pick your picture and Drew's so happy to print it out on our huge wide format printer.
And Drew actually has done photography on my own personal home.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, we did.
They're incredible. Yeah, you can see them on our Instagram, our Osmond Designs, and go Drew.
I should go do that again with the better drone.
You should.
Yeah.
You come over anytime, Drew,
really?
And all your free time.
I could.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, so that's how we met you.
Was
watching you, you know, we'd sell the house and it would sell for 6 or 7% more than it should. And I think it's because of the staging. So if anybody out there listening to the show, you know, that's about how much it does if you do a good job.
We were so young back then. I was 24 when I got my license. You had to have been 21, maybe.
Probably.
20, 21.
Yeah. Newly married, yeah.
I was looking at it. It's like 28 years ago.
We've been friends for a long time. Now we have gray hair and wrinkles.
No, we
and,
don't.
Yeah, let's go.
This is radio.
I mean, Drew doesn't, marvelous. But the rest of us.
We have
yes.
the faces for radio.
For sure. And you know what? Real estate market over, you know, the time that we have been doing this, like you were just saying in the previous episode, there's ebbs and flows, right? Ups and downs and things change. But what I love about you guys is you invest in real estate. I invest in real estate. We're still investing. We're prepping to invest more.
Yeah.
A lot of the investments that my husband and I do currently are commercial stuff. I know you guys are doing some of that. You're doing some residential. It's an exciting time to be in the Utah real estate market.
Right. Yeah. I've got something to say. If you're listening to the show, this is the golden nugget from the show. So James Wood, he's the economist. He's up in Salt Lake here, and he does lots of studies for the state legislature. Real estate is one of the things he does studies for. And one of the things I think is the biggest thing that I've learned from him is that in Utah, real estate has doubled in value about every 11 years consistently.
Wow.
And I remember, so when we started 30 years ago in real estate, it never felt like stuff would double.
Yeah.
And yet it has consistently. And we've seen kind of a boom in the last couple of years, but I think with everybody having kids here still, we're the youngest county or we're the youngest state by 5 years. We're going to see demand still stay strong. And I think that that's likely to happen again in the future. So if you get in, buy something and hold on to it.
Hold on. 90% of millionaires made their money in real estate. Hello.
Yeah, right. He said, I think it's over the last 60 years, it's doubled every 11 years.
Right. It was interesting because my dad bought a house down in Burbank, California, and he paid $42,000 for the house back in 1970. Wow. I was born in 1971. That's how old I am. And so I put that number in my calculator, and every 10 years, if it was doubling. Anyway, it came out to about $1.2 million, and he thinks it's worth $1.5, so that's less than, you know, doubling about every 10 years in California. And we're seeing it's about 11 years in Utah, which I think is really interesting.
That's incredible. I love the real estate market here in Utah. We get so many out-of-state investors that are coming here. I mean, I have... the VP of eBay that's now retired is building an incredible home up in the Park City area. One of the, drop some of these names, but a big Amazon guy is also investing in the real estate market. Not only second and third homes, but also investment properties that they're just renting out.
Well, Utah's a wonderful place to live. You know, I've always said it's one of four states that I'd live in. We have access to a major airport. I love to travel.
Oh, and it's beautiful now.
And it is. Yeah. Well, the airport's beautiful, but our state is beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's just amazing. I mean, we have such a varied topography and the landscapes are so different in different places and they're all beautiful. I mean, it's interesting. You know, we like to travel. And when we go overseas to different places, if I tell them, Utah. It's either Utah Jazz or national parks. So that's what they know
or
Utah
Mormons,
for.
Right?
Yeah. No, I don't get. Maybe it's because they're apprehensive about asking me if I'm a Mormon. But it's Utah Jazz or national parks.
That's
is
awesome.
What they always are talking about, or the Great Salt Lake Salt Flats. It's so weird. I've got friends that come from Europe and I'm like, well, do you want to go down and see the national parks? No, we want to go see the salt flats. I'm like, what? Really? It stinks out there.
There are some great wedding photography that is going on the salt flats right now, though. I think that's kind of the in place to be. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So
yep. Right. Drew is a photographer. He always is having people come in from all over the place. It amazes me how the people from all over the world that come in. And then Drew takes them on these little photography trips around the state and shows them all these things and has great pictures. And if you ever want to take a look at them, you can go to drewarmstrong.com and check them out.
Go check it out. So if you are selling your home, it's so important to get experts on your team. I think that's kind of the main theme of what we're talking about today. Photography is huge. Staging is huge. Making sure you are pre-qualified where you have multiple offers. You either need a cash reserve or some way that you can be very flexible in the closing dates and accommodating to what your seller needs for you to be able to get that offer, because it is a very competitive market.
It's crazy. We have houses that are $1 million that get we're dealing with multiple offers.
Right now in the market. And something else I was going to say, Drew mentioned that we just did an assumption. We haven't done, those don't happen very often. And that's what happens when you call somebody like Drew and he's looking at a deal and talking to the other agent and then saying, hey, why don't this it looks like this could be possible. You know, the other agent's like, wait, what? Huh? And then we dig into a little bit further and all of a sudden we have a buyer getting a 3.25% interest rate on a purchase
now.
because somebody knows how to ask the questions and find things. I just closed a sale this week, and the buyer said, you know what? I was so nervous this was going to be stressful, and it was just everything happened so easily, and you lined up things so just right. And I said, well, you know, I've been selling houses since 1996.
you kind of know what you're doing, just a little bit.
You're the new guy.
I know what to expect. I know how to set things up on both sides and talk all the parties involved into how about let's set it up this way, and that way it's going to be not as stressful. And that's a big part of moving. Yeah. So
I agree. And I think it's a lot in just relationships. You guys know the real estate agents. I know the real estate agents. You know the stagers. Mm-hmm. You know the mortgage part of that. And having those relationships, I think, really is an advantage for the buyers that you're representing and the sellers that you're representing.
It's interesting. Yesterday, I closed on a fiveplex with a client who is a real estate broker, former real estate broker, and she's retired from California. And so she comes up here. She's calling around on stuff, and she ends up working with me. This is the third transaction I think we've done. And she's going to be moving more of her, you know, investments from California up to here. And she could go get a real estate license. But what she says is and she could get it easily. She's a whole lifetime. She's been doing it longer than I have. But she's like, I want your relationships, Drew.
Yeah.
That's why I'm using you. Not because she, you know, I mean, she has her own strategies and everything like that because she's done it for so long. And they're a little different than mine. But she wants to hear what I have to say. And she wants to leverage the relationships that I've already got in place from 28 years of doing it here.
Only 28 years. Yeah, you know, speaking of such, we need to give a shout out to Central Bank, who actually sponsors this show, partners with us. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. And if you've heard of this show before, I always talk about just supporting local business. It's so important. Central Bank has been in business for over 130 years, and they do all sorts of loans. So construction loans, if you're planning on building a home. They do home equity lines if you're planning on remodeling or updating your home, or even need to buy a car or whatever.
Or if you're buying a fiveplex like Drew was just talking about.
Absolutely.
That's who you got to go talk to.
Knowing who to talk to. And they are incredible. So check out Central Bank. We love them. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned with Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She owns stores in Lehigh and in Orem. They are chock full of gorgeous furniture. So if you're looking to remodel your house, you're looking to just give it a updo, we'll call it an updo, a refresh. Osmond Designs is the place to go. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay? So good to see you.
It's so good to be with you. We've talked a lot today about what the market's doing here in Utah. It's feast or famine out there for your real estate agents. I mean, it's kind of a crazy time.
It sure is. And a lot of people are buying and a lot of people are selling, but a lot of people just want to stay put and they want to remodel their home. So at our Osmond Design store, we offer interior design services, which we're sure proud of. And we have a lot of in-stock product, which I think is kind of the name of the game right now. Mm-hmm. We're a microwave society. We want it hot, fast, and right now. We don't want to wait 6 months or 12 months once we decide we want a new dining table or a new sectional or whatever. We are currently running an additional 20% off the lowest mark price sell. All of our prices are always 50% off MSRP. So it's guaranteed no one beats our prices on anything that we carry. We have high-end, low-end, lots of price points in the middle, all designer brands. So it's a really great time to shop Osmond Designs right now. Remodeling, you know, paint is always an inexpensive, fun way to refresh. I know you guys do a lot of that, not
absolutely.
Only your investment properties, but your own personal home, Drew.
Yeah, absolutely. I literally called Heather up and I'm like, Heather, I have a house that I got to get ready to sell. We've been here for a long time. It's pretty. The paint is not worn out. but what color do we paint it? Because we want it to tie into browns and grays and we want to update it. And Heather's like, oh, you just paint it this color. And
here's,
I'm like,
here's a couple of my faves.
I'm like, do you need to come over and look at my house? No. I've seen your house. You just painted that color.
I remember your house.
Yeah. There's millions of paint colors out there. Well, and you just know the two or three that are going to work.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we painted it that color, and we were able to put gray carpet next to brown floors, and we loved it so much that we called our builder up, and we said, we're changing the color of everything. We want to do it the color that Heather told us to do. And so we changed on the new house.
And it looks really good.
It looks fantastic.
Yes.
We love it. So,
but
we have other clients. I mean, we just did another one up in Park City, sold a townhouse that's right up by the second base, you know, what used to be Park West or the Canyons or anything, but the other base for Park City Mountain Resort now. And they bought a townhouse there that was a little dated. And I said, here's Heather's number. You got to go over there and she'll take care of looking at it. She can send somebody to look at it or you take her pictures and you can update that. And they bought it from California. They're going to live there for a month in the summer and do nightly rentals on the rest of it. So,
yeah. And a lot of these people aren't even doing nightly rentals. They're just using it for tax write-offs and investment properties,
absolutely.
Which is so much fun. We all are at different stages in our lives. So, you know, whatever your budget is, come check out what we have. And there's always fun things that we can suggest and recommend so that you can
and
love your
home.
It
smells so good in there.
It does smell so pure.
You got out of your car today and I was like, oh my gosh, does your car smells like your house.
You guys.
And I was wondering if that was an add-on to your car.
I have a problem. Like, I kind of am a smell and a texture like fabric person, you know, cozy pajamas and throw blankets and pillows and all those good things. You know, other people have other problems. That's kind of one of mine, and I'm okay with it.
Yep.
That's a good problem to have.
That's not a bad problem to have.
So if you're out driving around today, stop by one of Heather's stores and go check out her all the displays. It's fun to do, and you can get ideas, and then you can call one of her designers up and have them come over and get you started.
Yeah, and take your nose with you. It smells great.
Yes. We are going into Parade of Home season, you guys. So many fun new trends that will be showcased in the parade. Again, you can make your home look like a parade home. So definitely come check that out. If you are considering selling your home, please call Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong. They give free market analysis. They will tell you what your home is worth. If you're an investor, it is a great time to invest in the Utah real estate market.
And if you want to find us later, it's easy. It's utahrealestate.net instead of .com. .com is a great place to go, and .net, you'll find Drew and me, and call Drew because he's the best. We're 50-50 partners. I get half of what he does.
So call Drew.
So call him.
Drew will keep busy while Matthew's out playing and vacationing.
Right. No, we've been 50-50 partners since 2000. So you genuinely get both of us.
Two for the price of one.
Two for the price of one.
What a bargain.
Lots of experience that way.
Yep. And so anyway, call Drew because he'll do a great job for you. And I'll back him up.
You guys are the coolest. Thank you so much again for being on the show. It's always a pleasure. You guys are our frequent guests that you are always up to speed on what is going on in Utah as well as across the country. So thank you again for your time. Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, signing off today. Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We'll see you next week.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.